This meeting is called to order. Welcome to the May 22nd, 2019 regular meeting of the Kingston Port Commission. Comments from those in attendance will be allowed upon recognition of the chair. Please identify yourself by stating your name. If you would like to be added to the agenda for a future meeting, please contact the port office at least 1 week prior to the regularly scheduled meeting. Please submit your documents and/or presentations at the time of your request. So we have a stand for the Pledge of Allegiance. I think it's over in this room.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
So the first thing would be the approval of the agenda.
So moved.
Do I second?
Will you want to amend the agenda?
Yes, but would I second with being the only person here? Yes. Second, comments. We were going to add resolution number 0503-2019. Establishing a one-time opportunity for employees to cash out vacation leave. And let's put that an E under number 7E. Thank you. So all in favor? Do you have discussion, Mary?
No, I think that it is right in line with what we need to accomplish today.
Okay. So. All in favor?
Aye.
Motion passes. Public comment. Does the public have a comment?
I have a question.
Can you state your name?
Hi, my name is Gary speaking.
Hi, Gary.
I live up at Avon, and I was in speaking to Ray and question. It's fairly simple, and I have some photos and videos to show you that has been done before at Edmonds. I wanted to use one of the docks or piers and the piling at the end to test an invention that I've been working on for many years. And I did the same thing over at the Port of Edmonds some years ago. Attach my machine on the end of the pier, and you know the round steel loop that goes around the pier? You asked me if anything goes in the water, and I forgot that there's one thing that goes in the water, and it's a kind of a locking bar that will go up against that pier, and then it's secured to the machine so that it holds it on the pier. And typically, what I'd like to do is to use it on an outgoing tide, and then I guess the best thing to do would be to show you a picture.
I think they would like to know, if you don't mind me jumping in, just what is your invention? I mean, what's it trying to do?
My invention actually is a harnesses tidal energy. For instance, in a commercial use, perhaps, you see the cruise ships go by, well, like when they're anchored in Seattle, like the Emerald Princess weighs 116,000 tons. So my machine attaches to that and just moves up and down in the tide at 1/3 of an inch a minute in the 10-foot tide. You can't hardly see it move, but then I multiply that speed in thousands of times and store it in flywheels. And those flywheels could not, well, the Emerald Prince is probably sitting there, would generate about enough power to power 70 homes or the ship itself while it's sitting there. And it could be used against floating bridges anywhere where the tide goes up and down. I also have other applications using, actually what I'm testing in this is the transmission I invented. I have a provisional patent for it. And so I want to test the transmission maybe once, maybe twice to see if I need to do some tweaking, but it takes a lot of force to generate the speed that I need. With a lot of expense, I could develop a way to do it on land. That's pretty tough.
so just so they know, excuse me, too. They just, I guess, they, you know, if you want to not present this one at a time, thank you for the invitation, but just in a nutshell, you're just hoping that we would allow for him to try that on a slow week or something, come out here and try and see if he has any success with it, is what it is. So, and I didn't mean to jump in here.
No, that's good. And so, I can take about one more minute and show you the picture of it if you would like.
Yes.
And if you wanted to see a video of the Edmonds trial, I could show you that too. But like you say, you probably don't have enough time.
Did you go to the Edmonds Commission and ask them?
I went to the manager, Chris Cuse, who was the harbor master at the time, and he's passed away now. And I live over here, and my invention is over here, and it's pretty hard to move it. I trailer it, but it's, yeah, I... And if you want to see the video of that test later, in fact, the only thing this is a picture of the original one that was tested in Edmonds in many years ago, actually.
How tall is that?
It's about my height.
Okay.
And you can see that little doohickey on the front. I made that with a little blade from it, but it's all rubber. And it scraps around the pilot rubber back. Straps, and as it goes up and down, as this goes up and down, this obviously turns because it's strapped to the piling, which doesn't move. So as the pier goes up and down, this is strapped to the the piling.
Yeah.
And right in the middle here is I took a rear end from an automobile and had the spider gears inside welded, so whether this goes up or down, the flywheel will always turn the same way. Now, being as computer illiterate as I am, I was not able to transfer the picture of the new one to my computer. So I only have a picture of here, but it's about the same size. All I had to do was I had to change the transmission. See that bank of chains in the middle there?
Yep.
And there's about 14 banks of chains, which increase the gear ratios so that this will speed very, very fast. And
how heavy is it?
Oh, I think it weighs about 1,500 pounds. And the pier that I tested it on in Edmonds was, the pier weighed 33,000 pounds. So, plus it's attached to the walkways, which could have affected that also. It's a tremendous amount of force as that goes up and down. And now I'll just show you the picture of the new one, which is very similar. I just, I've been working on this a long time, but I've had some pretty life-changing events over the years, and so it took me a long time to get back in the swing of things, and it took me 4.5 years to build that one, and I've been working on the new transmission for about 2.5 years, so... Okay. Oh, here we go. Okay. Sorry.
Are you planning on staying for our entire meeting?
I wasn't planning on it.
Oh, okay.
I'm taking too much of your time.
Oh, no, I was just
all is figured out. Okay, here it is. Well, here's a picture of there's one picture I got. One more picture.
Wow.
See all the cones in there?
Yeah.
That's the new transmission.
Wow. Okay.
That's just.
Why don't you do this? Why don't you just email it to me? You come down and I'll
yeah.
get my email. And
could leave his information and we could, yeah. Why don't you leave your information with Ray and then we will get back to you about this, okay? That would be great.
Thanks, Gary.
Thank you.
Yeah, really interesting.
Harnessing tidal energy.
I also have a patent for wave energy and wind energy because, you know, like the windmills that they make nowadays, in that big circle that the blades go around in, only 3% of the wind hits those blades that goes through that circle. And I have a different one. I have a video for it and a patent for wave energy and whatnot using this transmission as well. So I'll email you, and I have your email on that.
Thank you all.
Sorry, I took too much time.
No.
I do have one question. How long would you anticipate it would be?
Well, to use it one time? Well, it'd probably take an hour to get it down on the dock. And once the tide is going down and I hooked it up, it would tell me in a matter of minutes. It would be working.
Okay, so this is a really very short term.
Very short term, one time. And I would ask if I'm testing it to see if I do need to make revisions. And if I had to make revisions, which may occur in the future, I'd like to be able to do it then too. Okay. It doesn't take very long.
Okay, that's good.
Even though the tide takes 6 hours to change. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
So we will move on to the consent agenda. These matters are routine and will be acted by one motion of the commission with no separate discussion. If discussion is desired, that item may be removed from the consent agenda by a commissioner. And the first item is the approval of Kitsap Allport meeting minutes. Yes, go ahead, Mary.
I do have some proposed changes on the May 13th and I believe April 24th, but I didn't have any changes on April 22nd.
Okay, so is there a reason why these are draft minutes and not the final?
They always say draft minutes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, they haven't. Even when they finalize them, do they still say draft on the all ports?
When she sends them to me, they always say draft, even if I ask her for the updated version. So in the past, all of the ones we've approved are always say that, but I can ask her to get...
I think the way that works is that the Court of Silverdale staff person that takes the minutes, then it gets confirmed by the Port of Silverdale after they've gotten confirmation from others, I think is how that works. So
right.
It remains draft for them until we've all approved it.
So shouldn't we be inserting the final meeting minutes instead of the draft and as our official?
Adopt the next one after they have a final, you mean?
Yeah.
They want our action before they take their final.
Oh, interesting.
So that they know
they're approving
the final.
Thank you. Okay, thank you for clarifying that. Okay. Then now it makes sense. It wasn't making sense to me before.
I'm glad I know that.
Mary, what were your changes?
On the April 24th, on page 4, in the second paragraph, it says, again, the next step is an MOA between the port and the partner agencies, and it's really, we've already done the partner agencies with the MOU. The MOA is between the port and WSDOT.
Okay.
And
sorry.
On the meeting minutes, because on the front page it lists our harbor master.
Yeah, probably not. Not
Ray. Ray.
That's an identity crisis.
In my defense, I slapped those together in about 30 minutes.
No, just
yesterday or today. I don't even know. Okay, yeah, I'll fix that.
So it's probably yeah. Okay.
So those are the two.
Okay.
Okay.
And Greg, were you okay with the meeting, the all port?
Okay, so I think there was, I'm trying to find it now. I wasn't sure I was able to comment because that was just the commission comments. But so there was one thing that I want to make sure I was clear. I think there was a reference that I saw in here. So they sent the meeting minutes to me on Thursday, and I had Thursday, Friday off, so I didn't get to review them. And I emailed Monday and said, hey, I'm concerned because I didn't. I called, I think I talked to you, Mary.
Yeah.
I said, I don't remember, that wasn't my, what I was trying to say was, and I'm not saying that we should abandon Enduris or in any way, but I think we need to understand what's happening with our rates and what's going to happen with coverage and what the expectations can be with regard to our risk pool. And we have to understand that our risk pool, they are us in a sense. We are all one. And if they're at risk, then we need to step up. But also we need to be understand that we can't maybe absorb these increases indefinitely before we start looking around, because we're seeing really, really significant increases. And some of this is due specifically to our loss ratio and things that we can do differently, I think, going forward to mitigate that. But I don't know that that's going to reduce our rates and or the rate, because they need to increase their cash reserves. So. But I didn't want to characterize it that I was explicitly saying that in any way that we should abandon Enduris. And I think there was a, wish I could find it here. It was just a simple.
Right here.
Sense that you like. On page 7.
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
Somewhere. Right in the middle there. So you would be more comfortable with crossing out the line, they are considering changing insurance companies?
Yeah.
So the rates are continually rising, period?
Yes.
Do you have any comments, Mary?
No, I think that is...
So, this is the part that always confuses me. So, it's just one action that I take in reference to the consent agenda. I don't do them individually.
With amendments.
As amended.
Yeah.
As amended.
Yeah.
Okay, so do you want to make that motion?
I'd like to move to approve the consent agenda as amended.
And I'd second that. Any discussion? All in favor? Passes, and we move on to the financial report. Greg, you have some comments on the financial report?
Yeah. So you'll see that that's my handwriting in the upper right-hand corner where I said this is a working draft. And what I don't want to say, what I don't want this the implication to be is that this is an audited P&L. I believe that the March and April P&L is accurate, and we were able to get it reconciled. But given some of the challenges we had reconciling it, which are kind of unusual, I wanna wait until we get through this whole process and we can convert over to accruals, and that we've audited all the way back to at least January 1st this year. Then I'll know that these financials are absolutely true and accurate. But I do believe that that March and April are accurate and have been reconciled. I also think there's some really, I'm cautiously optimistic, but I think that it's good that we're seeing a positive trending in terms of our net income. And this seems to be more in line with what I would have expected, and that what I haven't been seeing. So the year to date, where it says we have $289,237. sense. That's kind of along the lines of what I would be ultimately be hoping that we can achieve. So that's much more positive than what I've seen previously. But we will be getting, we should, basically the understanding is that we should be completely converted over and have audited financials from January through the end of June, by the end of June for this year, and we'll be transitioned over to a accrual basis, and we're in the process of doing that.
Okay, so I just want to clarify for myself in my notes that we're looking at accrual basis that will cover January through June,
correct,
which will be available in July.
Yes. Okay. And we will feel like we've actually audited it from beginning to end.
Okay.
So I'll have an absolute confidence level. If that's fair.
That's good.
Yeah.
It's very good.
But I think that the staff should be kind of lauded as well as the commission, frankly, because they're looking at the net income and the positive trending, and I think that's to all the work that everybody's been doing and the commission direction, and you know, being fiscally pretty conservative, and I think this is going to put us on really much, much stronger financial footing, is my belief and hope.
That's good. It's encouraging.
Yeah.
So, could I ask a few questions about some of these categories? What is bad debt recoveries?
It's basically the DNR. We had some derelict vessels, and through the Harbor Master's efforts for Ray and the staff, we were able to recover some of the funds that we had from through the derelict vessel program, where they can reimburse you for some of your costs. We submitted for it and on a couple of boats, and we were able to get, I forgot exactly how much it was per vessel, but it was good. It just mitigates your cost. That fund is finite. And so once they reach a certain point, then there's just no more money out there. And so it's always good to get it in as soon as possible, because it's almost on a rolling basis.
I believe that was what they were talking about at the conference, that they had applied for $5 million for that fund, and they only got half of that going forward. So it's a good idea to get them in as quickly as possible. Yeah.
And I would have to like tip my hat to Ray, and
yeah,
because we had that one vessel, and they were immediately all over it, the BOGO. And then also, the assets age just sitting there. So the sooner you either sell it or you get the money back or whatever, you know, you submit for it, it's far better to be that responsive. So good job to Ray. That counts.
It was as close as I could get.
Otherwise, it's just a straight loss to our bottom line.
Yeah.
Harry, you had other questions?
No. I just wondered what that was.
Yeah, good observation.
Okay.
When... Our July meeting will be late in the month, of course. If you have a draft of the audited six-month period earlier in the month, I'd sure like to see it.
Yes, and
great.
And I would just say that, you know, even getting to this to you today is not what we want as a business practice.
Okay.
And the other person was out. She was out on medical Monday, and so we expected to have this already. But even that's kind of cutting it close. But there's a lot to go back to reinvent and understand exactly what's been done from some, you know, previous people. And
it sounds like Hearthstone wanted to have it done by the end of June.
Mm-hmm.
And if that's the case, we should have a few weeks to look at it before our July meeting.
Great.
That's what I'm hoping for.
So under expense salaries and wages for April. That includes commissioner compensation as well?
Should include everything.
Okay. So is there an action associated with this, or basically an information report?
Information.
Information.
Cool.
Okay. So our next item is the presentation of the awards to the Kingston High School art students for the Centennial Poster Contest. Excuse me. In celebration of the Port Centennial Celebration, the Port, working in concert with the Kingston High School art class, put on a Centennial Poster Contest. The students in an advanced digital art class participated in the contest, as well as the winning students receiving a certificate.
Sorry,
Oh, that's okay. Okay, I'll start over again.
Like, when he started to read, I thought, maybe
the students in an advanced digital art class participated in the contest. They were awarded first place is to receive $100, second place to receive $75, and third place $50. And the students who won that contest will be recognized at this meeting. And I'm hoping that maybe we can go to the high school at a later date and make a presentation to them in their class, since they are not here to receive them. And I believe we were going to put their names up on the sign, too, as poster winners. First place goes to Alexis Ashcraft. Second place also goes to Alexis Ashcraft. Keep in mind that when we saw these posters, we did not see names attached to them, so we didn't know who was on which poster. Third place is Osvaldo Aldez. And fourth place...
It's like an honorary.
...is an honorary, which is also to Alexis Ashcraft. So Alexis was rather busy. And we also, I'm going to move on to our... So we will be setting a time when we can go up to the high school and make that presentation to whoever would like to go with us. We will talk about that at a later time.
I would surely love to hear from Alexis how this plays into her
future.
Her future.
Mm-hmm.
Because this would, if I was writing a high school application to an art program, this would be a nice feather. It would be nice.
Well, and they've already, I think, submitted most of their applications and resumes and things to colleges that they're going to apply to, so it's really interesting to where how she'll be able to use this in the future, what will be her next steps to use it. It'll be interesting to talk to her and ask her that.
But. Yeah, I think that the teacher said that they'll likely be using it for their portfolio, and I'm not sure if she's a senior, you know, I think she might be a junior. He has sophomores and juniors in his class.
Yeah.
So she might be able to use this for her application to college. She certainly tried. She submitted 4.
Oh, did she?
Yeah.
And she got 3 out of 4 of them that were liked. Wow. So, our next item on our agenda is 7B, which is approval of resolution number 0502-2019. Resolution to set the vessel liability insurance.
So I think that we actually have an amended version of this that actually calls out for $1 million.
Isn't that it? It's right there. Yeah, you wrote
section 2.
Go to the next page.
Oh, there we go. Okay, thank you. When we looked at the risk to the port and we looked at what the insurance coverage was for all the vessels in our marina, and we looked at what, not so much what other ports are doing, but what Port of Kingston should do from a fiduciary standpoint, we recommend strongly that we were going to go to a $500,000 minimum coverage for vessels outside of the covered moorings. Because the risk in the event of any kind of a fire or sinking or any other risk event, that we should increase the amount to not less than $1 million. And I believe that setting the vessel liability insurance at those levels is the responsible thing to do, because if if something did happen and it exceeded the insurance level, the insurance amount, then it would come to the port to be able to pay that. And given our cash reserve levels, I think that this is a very responsible thing. And we've had, you know, we've had some discussions with the customers, but I believe that the vast majority of them are compliant. And a lot of them, I think the real significant one is probably, if there's any issues, was the $1 million minimum. But those vessel owners, by and large, they are already at $1 million minimum on their own insurance. It was the issue was listing the port as an additional insurer. So recommend that the commission formally adopt these levels for liability insurance.
Do I have a motion?
Make a motion to adopt resolution number 0502-2019 to set vessel liability insurance with the tiniest type under section one. I think it should be each vessel's L apostrophe S. I'm sorry, I just have editor eyes on today. And but otherwise, I make that motion.
I second that with that caveat.
So,
any discussion?
Yeah, I wanted to make the comment that sounds to me as if you've had extensive opportunity to communicate with everybody who's affected and who's unhappy or happy. And would you characterize this as something that's going to be a source of continuing dissatisfaction from the mortgage tenants? Or something that they understand the reason for and can move on? Because when we were at WPPA and the reaction to the importance of making sure that insurance coverages are adequate, we're just the vanguard. It's all going to come. And I think that's going to be important as soon as we see that starting to unfold regionally, that we let people know. So, that would be my sense. But I'd be really interested in your comments about what your sense of it is.
I believe, truth be told, I think I'm going to have not 99% of people that are in this $500,000. Everybody will be on board 100%. I know Greg and I were talking earlier today about doing like we have been and reaching out to the tenants even more and, you know, actually getting their input as far as, you know, the direction that they're seeing us go. And you know, granted, you know, $1 million for the people in our covered mortgage, I mean, we've explained that to everybody, the necessity for that. And as you see more and more, even the other day, getting that fire over in Lake Washington, like over there, and seeing how critical that was three boats and then the fourth little one. People, it actually opened their eyes, and they are agreeing with this. So I would say, truth be told, again, $500,000 is a great point for 99% of these people. And then, like it says, the covered mortgage. And like when Greg and I talked about it, we're going to reach out to all these tenants and make sure that they're in a good place with it. And if they want to talk more about it, we'll definitely have to sit down with them. I believe, Mary, I think this is really going to be a very positive. I really, really do. I think this is instrumental.
We so appreciate your input on this.
Yeah. These people our tenants are our bread and butter. I mean, and, you know, we can't always make everybody happy, but I think, like, to the direction that Greg's pointing me and going out and reaching out to all the tenants like we do and helping understand where they're coming from. And, you know, I think this is definitely a win-win for both.
I can understand where people, nobody wants to pay more than you have to for anything. I think that I compare it to a little bit how we deal with derelict vessels, where it's obvious to all of our customers because they don't have derelict. We rarely get a derelict vessel, I think, but they don't want the risk of having somebody with a derelict vessel, right? And so the same goes for this. If somebody else puts their whole opportunity to use our marina at risk, I think they go, when you look at it through that lens, you're saying, oh yeah, no, I don't want to do that, and I want to be able to respond. Because even if there is a risk event, sometimes people think it's like a hypothetical until they really hear of an actual event, and then it becomes very real for them, and you don't want it to have to happen to you. But this way we could respond, because there's going to be costs that are not going to be covered by the insurance. That's just the way it is. They don't, even that liability coverage doesn't cover a lot, some of the costs we're going to be confronted with, permitting costs, for example. So for us, if there is something that goes wrong, this would give us an opportunity to preserve it for everybody else. But I could see what, I can see where it's both those situations, Mary, where I think they don't like it, but they also are learning to, they understand the rationale behind it. That's kind of what my feedback has been to date.
That's good. I think I'd be interested in compiling, as life unfolds, incidents. Okay, Brownsville, Lake Union, you know, so that if we have to, or if it seems useful at some point, to have a one-pager on our insurance rates that has that stuff.
And we're kind of developing that for the next WPPA.
Oh, good.
For the Marina Committee. So we were going to kind of say, like, here's the talking points and here's what's Excellent. Affecting all marinas.
Great. Pay for the Marina Committee.
Yes, looking forward
and
to that.
And in fact, our local State Farm agent, Paula Weisinger, she's going to be one of the presentees at the presenters. At the WPPA, at the boatyard, or at the WPPA, the next WPPA meeting.
In Coyola?
In Tacoma.
In Tacoma.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And she was actually super, just really incredibly helpful to frame the issue, reframe the issue, I think, for a number of our customers, to say this is very, very doable.
So the Tacoma meeting is the annual meeting much later in the year.
Yeah.
It's later in the year, and they have another Marina Committee meeting, and that's where it's going to be discussed.
Okay.
It's November, isn't it?
Yeah, I think it is November.
So I have a motion on the floor, and I have a second. Any further discussion?
No, I'll be happy to sign this.
All in favor?
Aye.
Motion passes. 7C is approve emergency contract for repair of covered moorage. Who would like to speak to us about this?
I can. So since the covered moorage, when they first installed it, they used lumber, obviously up high in the truss areas up there, and it was wet and shrinking right now with what it does over the year and a half. And with the movement of the docks below and everything, all of a sudden, all the nuts and bolts are starting to work their way loose, and it's becoming very critical for us to address this this problem, because it could become a big liability for us, as far as something falling on somebody's boat, something falling on themselves, or even staff, or anybody, or could hurt our assets. But this is really a, in my opinion, I believe that we need to do this faster than we can possibly do. So, with the warm weather coming, it's just drinking even more and more. I've been out there walking the beach, and you know, continually every other day, just looking to see if we're having more boats backing off. And this has been a continual thing going on right now. But I believe for the best support, we should get this taken care of ASAP.
Do we have a sense of the total here? Is it 38?
I think it's 35, right in that neighborhood. 10, 6. 10,
there's 10, 6, 10, 6, and 14, 6.
I did, Laura, I did reach out to other contractors, Nancy Construction and American Construction.
Oh, thank you.
And I called them and see if they would be interested in you know, coming out and giving me an idea what they would charge for it. And Manson, when I spoke with their spokesperson, she said, I'll give you this phone number, the guy that you need to talk to, and the project manager, and Ryan's his name, and she said that if he doesn't reply back to you, obviously that they don't want to have anything to do with it. I mean, he said no disrespect, they're just trying to schedule.
Right.
And the same thing as American, they just told me what their schedule, and it's not a big enough project for them, so to mobile their stuff, so.
And this is an emergency repair.
And for them, even if they did have the time, the ability to do it, they didn't have the time to get out here soon enough to do it, so.
Thank you for doing that, Ray.
So, one question I have. Did we already get this on the floor with a motion?
No.
I move to approve the emergency contract for repair of covered mortgage.
I will second that. Any discussion, Mary?
Yeah, just a couple questions. You know, obviously this needs to happen fully. The two questions I have, one is, are you confident that this is not a low-ball bid that is going to end up being amended and amended?
Not from my discussions with the C-level, no. I did not get that at all.
Okay, good.
And we added in not to exceed to the factors, because I was worried about if it was going to creep, and I said don't. In fact, the discussion I had, don't put a number out that you can't absolutely live with, because we're not going back. Because even if you have a 10%, we'd have to come back to you. So right. I said, this got to be not to exceed, and then we just will work with them to monitor it and see, you know, where we end up at. But it, you know, he did a walkthrough. We were looking at the labor hours, and Ray and staff, you know, they've actually done some of this work in the past, so they have a pretty good feel for it. So it's mostly
pretty
labor.
It's pretty direct. I mean, yeah. You know, no wavering from it. Just.
So is there anything in these three bids that talks about the emergency of this happening in a timely manner, and the phrase time is of the essence?
No. We've had offline as to when they can actually do it, because they're going to have to fit it in regardless, but I think, what did they say? We could?
It's hoping to be up by next week. So that, I mean, as far as time frame goes, so I just was trying to hold him to his word as far as when he'd be able to get out of here, so that way it's almost going to get the guy approved. So he was up by next week, and then the next week started. So, and CDOC is the one that started to see working that back up. This is something, if I had more time and staff, not that I don't have enough staff, but I would feel really comfortable doing it myself, because I've done it twice before myself back in the day. So just with the new lumber and the situation it's in, it needs to be addressed right away.
So what's going to prevent it from happening again?
That's what I mean. So if we can get it done now, I know that I'll be able to have the time and the staff for us to do it again. There's no doubt that, you know, it's in the process where it's still going to dry, and it's still a movement of it. So
it's an ongoing.
Yeah, and that's what it was even when I first started here 11 years ago.
Okay, that's good to know.
Yeah, so, but it's not going to be the degree of what it is now, and we might be able to, you know, come up, you know, because the technology is coming in, there might be something else that might help us out in the future, but right now it's just us being real perceptive of it, doing our walkthroughs and making sure that there's no issues at all. It's not going to be as great as what it is right now.
So is it fair for me to make a note that this will most probably recur, and but in the future you'll probably be able to do it with
more cases? We will, correct. Yep, correct.
Okay.
And that's just a matter of us just applying our materials and our stuff.
So. Hopefully it'll give us, what, maybe 2 to 3 years before we have to do it, but we'll put it into the... Won't be in a capital plan, it'll be in a maintenance plan, but it'll be, but we can show, you know, looking ahead, we should be ready, poised and ready.
I would be much more comfortable if there was something in here in reference to it being a timely, the importance of it being done in a
timely manner.
I don't think they have any qualms about...
The term of time is of essence is a, is a really good... Because if, you know, something comes up on their end and it takes a month from now, and it would be good to say, hey, this really was important. It still is important. It's, I just want to make sure that it's a timely... Because we know how important that this is. We don't want anybody getting hurt.
I think I agree with you, and I think that as long as, you know, like, since a contractor knows that, hey, we're not just going to let you pull, I mean, obviously we don't have control over that, but it, you know, make it known to the contractor that, hey, you're not just going to come down here because you've got another job, you have to pull these people off, you know, they have to stay full.
So what we do, why don't I modify each of these bids? I don't think that's going to be a problem, and we'll just say, we'll put in language to the effect, time is of the essence, work to be conducted,
consult with sea level to make sure, because if we're stating here in our agenda that it's an emergency contract, but in the contracts it doesn't say anything about emergency. So I think it's good to mirror that in some way so that everyone knows how important it is. Because we all know how important it is.
Yeah, we'll include language.
Thank you.
To that effect.
Thank you for moving forward on this.
Is there any further discussion?
Not for me.
All in favor? Aye.
Aye.
Motion passes. Our next item of business is 7D, to recognize our public records officer certification. Certificate of Professional Achievement. It's given by the Washington Association of Public Records Officers. The Washington Association of Public Records Officers hereby confers the designation of Certified Public Records Officer upon Lacey Gray in fulfillment of requirements established by the Washington Association of Public Records Officers. Congratulations, Lacey!
Yeah.
Congratulations.
Shake the hand. Pictures? You must get a frame. Our next item on the agenda is 7E, which is the resolution that we added in reference to establishing a one-time opportunity for employees to cash out vacation leave. Should I read this into the record, or is that necessary?
I've read it. Has everyone else had an opportunity?
I think.
I'm not sure that reading it into the record is necessary. I move that we accept this or adopt resolution number 05032019 that establishes a one-time opportunity for employees to cash out vacation leave.
I second it with discussion. So is any further discussion? So the only issues that I have are the fact that, you know, it wasn't, we didn't have it on the agenda prior to today, and so no one else saw this, that this was going to happen, and whether or not any public or any staff had concerns or comments that they wanted to make, that's my only caveat to this.
And there's going to be, so there is going to be subsequent discussion, since it, you know, it addresses that there's going to be, you know, that we're working on the employee manual and some changes. So there is going to be substantive discussion with the staff, and also if there is a change, we can decide, the commission can change this resolution anytime. So if there's any, if the commission comes to a different conclusion, you want to do something differently, we can change course. But at least this provides an opportunity for all employees to cash out, which is, I think, is the intent.
Do you have procedural concern that this wasn't published ahead of this meeting so that someone in the world could have an opportunity?
I don't have any concern about that necessarily, but I think it's more of a qualitative. I actually kind of agree with the commissioner, but I don't think what happens is, I don't think it precludes us from having those dialogues. In fact, it's going to prompt this dialogue with the staff and working together on some of the issues.
So could we put on the June agenda an item that is basically a check back whether or not we received any concern?
I think that'd be great.
Changes, not only, and how can, imagine some way to call it to the attention of, or just include it in the agenda packet next time.
I think we just include it in the agenda packet next time, for sure.
Any public that wants to say, raise issues, congratulate us on our fourth thought. We can dream.
It'll be an evening meeting.
I actually think that's a good idea.
I really like that this was the response that you pulled together in over the concern that it hadn't been necessarily even-handed. Mm-hmm. You know, that solving one problem created some potential others. And this seems like a really positive step forward. I'll be eager to hear what staff has to say.
Yep. So. And I think it's commendable that it was discussed with more than one of our outside attorney sources that weighed in and gave us advice, and I think that was very admirable of us to look not just in one direction.
Yeah.
I think one of the things I particularly like about it is that it's the opportunity isn't figure this out today and do it. It's
right.
Really thought through what the year looks like so that can't walk in everyone's shoes.
No.
And so I don't have any further discussion.
Okay.
I'm going to call the question.
So can you tell me again what we're proceeding with for the next one? Are we passing it today and then reviewing what staff and public has commented on in relation to it in June?
That's what I would think allows Greg to move ahead with implementation, and then...
And approaching staff with, this is what the direction the commission wants to go, and we want, though, to hear your thoughts, because it might be amended, or could potentially be amended, at the next meeting in June, depending on our input.
And there are...
Okay, I just want to make sure where we're headed with this. Okay.
Thank you.
Clarify. Okay. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion passes. Okay, we're on to public comment. Yes.
I may have missed something. Basically, there's, as I was looking at completely unimportant edits in spelling to minutes, but the May warrants, I don't see them in here.
The awards?
Warrants.
Oh, yeah, no, they're not. Remember we changed the process, that's the correct word. But I emailed them to you, and normally you will get them early. Mm-hmm. I did not have them until this morning.
Okay, so they're in the email.
They are in the email, and I have them here too. So if you want to take a look at them, I brought them.
I already looked at them.
So I'm assuming that our approval of them is an important piece in their processing. So if you handed them to me, I would scan.
Let me scan them to you.
So I can kind of progress with the fact that there is no more public comment because there is no public here.
And I can move on to commissioner reports. I'll go first, Mary. Is that okay with you?
Yes, I'm on five reports.
Okay. Would you like to go first on commissioners?
Sure.
Okay, Mary, go first.
The fact that we're doing this, the one-time cash out opportunity, the fact that we're overhauling everything from job descriptions to the employee manual, that we're looking closely at all of those pieces that have to do with the context and the framework of people being connected to the Board of Kingston is one very important component of people's being able to relax and do the best job they can and feel, know that they're valued and feel like the questions are answered before they're asked. And, but I think while we were at the WPPA conference, we had the opportunity to have some really, I thought, excellent conversation with our attorney, Frank Schmelich, about some of our concerns about how to make sure we don't go back into a dark place where there is dissatisfaction and people not talking to each other and some of the awful things that we lived through before. Well, you were here, I was here, but it is too easy to go into defense posture. And I feel really deeply about this. I think small organizations are either hellish or magic. There really isn't a whole lot of individual. And I think when you mentioned that you might have an apartment lead here, and my first thought was, okay, things get rocky, but they get solved, and you're still here. And I have that sense every time we hit a bump of gratitude that the basic organization is good enough that people are glad to be here. But one of the things that Frank suggested we might consider, and I actually jumped all over it.
Me too.
Yeah, I figured you'd have the chance to say that, is that we have an opportunity to do some focused, facilitated work about how, what our culture is, what the ties that bind us, the ways we operate that recognize and value each other. And as we talked about it, it became in my the culture club. As we talked about it with Frank, the possibility came up that I would facilitate it because that's the kind of thing I've done professionally. And my first reaction was, yes, I mean, I just really want this to happen, to have the opportunity for people to clarify and kind of agree with each other and themselves how we're going to do it in difficult moments. And because you don't want to keep things under wraps, you don't want to have junk fester, but there have to be good ways to talk about it so that everyone knows they'll be heard and isn't afraid to be clear. And I came to the conclusion for myself that I don't want to facilitate it. I want to be part of it. There are some good people in the universe that do that work, and I think it's a worthwhile investment. It won't be $75,000, but and it won't, I'm assuming, be, we haven't talked to anyone yet and kind of laid it out, but it's not going to be just a one-shot deal because people have to have a chance chance to absorb what they heard and come back and say, well, yeah, but what, it really sounds good, but what about? You know, because that's reality. And we have to try it on and see how it fits and make sure that it is tailored exactly for us. It's not a thing you can put in policy. It's a thing that people wake up in the morning and when they're disgruntled or really happy, know that there's a way to pass that on. And so we talked about it. I'm committed to putting together a plan in terms of kind of what's the timing, because we want to do it soon. The summer is busy. There's ample room for annoyance, and we want to make sure that we can get it going. So I have to work out timing and talk to some facilitators and figure out what costs would be and come back. But I want staff to know that this is, and I would really ask you to spread this word, that this is coming. There'll be a one page, here it's coming, you know, with some thought to how to describe what it is, that you can use to support telling people about it. But so that's kind of it. Now it's your turn.
I remember Ray telling me a couple weeks ago, he said there was a time in the past when the commissioners sat down in a room with all the staff and they just all got together and talked. And this is kind of the direction it's going to start with. It's Frank, the verbiage he used was creating a culture, an environment at the port in which everyone is respected and listened to, and that we all know how to speak to each other. Because, you know, we sometimes tend to forget how we sound or what's being said and how other people are taking it. And I want to be a part of this. And I think that we've got a good thing going down there, but we're open to improvement. We're open to making it not just a good thing going down there, but the best thing going down there. And that's what I'm really hoping for. And Frank was very encouraging. He had the name of someone that if we wanted to work with that person, that we could get in touch with it. And they'd had great success at another port. Don't remember which port it was. But it's an environment that we want to keep going. We want it, and we want it to enhance. And I don't know how many ways I can say it, but we really think this is a great idea. We really do, and we really want the staff to be on board, to jump in and be on board with this. And as leaders, being part of the port, your opinion's going to have a great influence on how they respond to it. And so we want everyone on board. It's really important.
Steve is on board with this as well. And
a really good book.
What'd you say?
That's a really good book
for it. I took a couple of ethics in the workplace classes, and so with some different exercises. So maybe I'll show it to you.
I think I hear. I don't walk the dogs as much as I'd like to.
Me too.
But on Saturdays, I do hear people talk, voters come up, and I hear over and over again, this is the most friendly, open, helpful, amazing little community.
Yep.
And I've been talking for 30 years about the vendor community, the vendor village, and the vendors at the market are like, this is the happiest, best place to be. It's their favorite market. It may not be their most money-making market, but it's their favorite. And you guys are part of why. And we're all part of why. But I'm really aware that feet in boots on ground are where it all starts. And I have worked with organizations that were on the verge of essentially their whole staff group falling apart. And it can happen. It can happen in families, it can happen in any organization or group. And what we have is so precious. I would run around the lock six times to keep it, or to do my part to keep it, because I can't keep it, you can't keep it, you can't keep it, none of us alone can keep it. And I see your guys downstairs walking around with smiles on their faces most of the time. And I don't think that upstairs had as many smiles 6 months ago, but I'm starting to babble and say, just talk from emotion at this point, but I think it's important. So that was my commissioner report.
Okay. So I'm going to wait till next month to do my report on the, or maybe I'll just say a couple things about that. So, yes?
I did have one other thing I wanted to say earlier, which wasn't about that.
Mm-hmm.
It was about the, just the whole insurance thing and how glad I am that we swallowed hard and agreed to do it, because I don't like to listen. But on the other hand, it's the right thing, and when I understood the Marina Committee's like reaction, like we're doing this now, how to do it, you know, I appreciate how this whole thing happened, and Paula's involvement, everybody's involved, and we're in the vanguard. I talked with one of the commissioners from Port Brownsville this weekend, and not Strode, Dan, Paul, whatever his name is.
Jack or Sean?
We come up with four names now.
Well, Jack Strode, right? And
Jack.
The one I mentioned him in the, it doesn't matter, I've met him because he wanted to share his experience with looking for funding for infrastructure projects. And he made some comment about Port of Kingston being a leader and being really important to all ports and the work that we're doing and our willingness to share it. So we are part of an entire community. It just keeps going down.
There was a couple, I'll just say a couple of them. They had a couple really good speakers. One of them was the John Tom Kiak, I can't remember how to say his last name. He's the founding dean of Washington State University, Elson S. Floyd College of Medicine. And he was talking, he started out his presentation by saying, fact or fiction, and we had to, he put something up on the screen and we had to decide, is that fact or is that fiction? And the first one he put up was a pill that does an endoscopy down your throat, that the person swallows it, we don't have to be put out anymore, that they just swallow a pill, and that this pill does everything that the regular endoscopy does, including x-rays and removing polyps. Whether or not that was fact or fiction, whether or not that had ever happened, and actually, it's in prototype right now. Think about that. One of the other ones was drones, which we all know they're doing that. The other one was robotic doctors that do surgeries on people, And the interesting, they say within 20 years we will be there. And the interesting thing they're finding out is that they make less mistakes than the human doctors. Hmm. So, and some man said, well, that's why they're called practicing physicians. So, one of the other thing is 3D printed organs for our bodies, which was fact. They are working on that. They take cells and they biochemically manipulate them to produce 3D organs. Think about that in the future. That
kidney or liver?
Yeah.
Wow.
The other thing that was really fascinating, it's a project called Soil to Society, and it's where they can biochemically produce food in a way that it would specifically help a person with a certain type of illness or disease. That they would genetically test that person to see what their needs were, and they would produce the food accordingly that would address their issues.
Wow.
It's called Soil to Society.
That's really cool.
Isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
One of the other things is that, back to the insurance thing, all the people that were in that marina meeting all said they had noticed a significant increase in their insurance rates. They all have. Another thing for Ray was a heads up, and I put a little star by it, Ray, that marina vessel renewal rates are no longer going to be sending out notices.
Right.
That it's probably on the port now to say, hey, it's that time of year again. You probably already knew that, but I just found out.
I don't know. That's good.
Yeah. Also, the dredging that the companies have been doing, they're finding out that their bids for dredging are coming in 40% higher or more than estimate. So, and then our other good speaker that we had was Mike Roth, who's the director of athletics at Gonzaga University. And he was being more of a motivational type, that dream it, believe it, surround yourself with the right people, that there's a difference between command and demand. And if you can find that difference, it makes a whole lot of, it helps a lot in how things happen. He said, you command respect and it gives people a desire to follow you. And he said, please and thank you should always be in your vocabulary. It was really, it was great. And his opening joke was in reference to about three coaches. If you know, he knew that there weren't coaches in the room because there was oxygen in the room. he was trying to be funny, but and the last part, that they are so successful that they've only had one kid in 20 years that did not graduate in the athletic area of Gonzaga. So that was really good. And our Eric Johnson is going on
Port
to
Tacoma.
Yeah, he's going on to be the ED of Port of Tacoma. And he brought up that the legislators they're finding are more issue-based rather than place-based, and that place-based legislators are easier to work with than issue-based ones. And that we need to be aware of that, and that we needed more diversity in our ports, and that we needed to keep finding ways to talk productively with each other, which goes back to what we're talking about. So there was more points, but I'm digressing. But it was a really, really good conference. I got a lot out of it, and I enjoyed it. And thank you for letting us go, people. We really something. It was good. It was really good.
And a comment, the first of those meetings that I went to, there were no more than 10% women commissioners, fewer than that. And so what was this, the fourth one that I've been to? And I would say there's a third of the commissioners now are women. And it's just going to be interesting to see how things change over time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. it's really changed even since I was a commissioner. There were maybe, I think I counted when I first became a commissioner, that there was less than 15 women in the room. And now there's at least double that. It's rising, that there's more and more lady and women EDs too.
Yeah.
So it's really, it's very nice to see. But he didn't just mean with women, he meant, in other ways of diversity. So staff reports.
Hello, everybody. This weekend's going to be a great weekend. I can't wait. Like, the weather was supposed to be nice, and it's still going to be nicer. Kind of talking about the wind blowing on Friday with maybe potential thunderstorm, which is could be fun. I got full rain up. I'm just so excited. This is the weekend that we've all really been planning for the start of it all. I got three yacht clubs coming in, and they're all pretty excited. They're all calling me, wanting to know if they come in a day early. I've been calling them, reaching out to see if I can get more of them in here. So try to get them in there. A lot of them tomorrow. I got one yacht club. It's like eight of them, nine of them that are coming in tomorrow. A day early. So, and then our wait list was just crazy for people wanting to come in. So this is starting to be a peak. It's going to take off, we got a great venue going on. It's our public market. It's just been off the charts. It's wonderful. A lot more people are coming to the port for 4 hours at a time. You see the public market now with the band that's coming starting Saturday night. I can't wait for that. That'll be a fun time. And staff has been doing really well. It's really been fun as far as the monthly parking people. We had three people that came in because we're getting down to the point. I always told Jeanette, when you folks have raised it to the level that we have it at right now, that people are going to be jumping on board. And she was kind of worried about it, like she wasn't doing her job, and she was. And I just said, it's going to come. Well, last Saturday was a good indication of that because we had three people in 15 minutes came in and purchased some of our last, or sucked up our last few that we have left. So it's parking's really going to be an amazing thing right now. Granted, we still have to, take care of it. And that's okay. That's what we're here for. The association with Kitsap Transit's been very well. I mean, I still have a few things I need to do for them as far as assigning their parking spots. They've been doing very well parking at the top of the hill where I indicated we needed them to park, but I have to get the visual up there, the orange paint or signs and stuff like that. So we're in the process of making that up. Steve's been working really hard and getting the big grass, big yard looking nice. And then our other employees, Pat and his wife, have been doing a wonderful job of Washington Boulevard part. That thing is just crazy beautiful up there. It's just amazing. Everybody's been really working hard, and I think with what you said about reaching out, I think everybody will be on board with that. I really do. I have no doubts about that. We do have various tenants that probably, they'll be the last stragglers. They'll be probably reaching out to you, complaining about this or complaining about that. But for the most part, thank you for sticking up for us all, because that's what we needed. That just shows how wonderful we all do get along. I did reach out to a tenant, Mr. Kirshner, today and thank him for, kind of being a better team player here, and I mean that respectfully. So him and I had a nice 5-minute talk today, and so he said he'll do whatever he can to move forward and help the Port of Kingston be a better, more valuable place. So that was very important for me to hear that from him today. I did speak with some of the representatives of the yacht club as far as what direction we're going to move in. They probably are going to make a presentation on a scope or whatnot as far as what color they want to paint the yacht club. They want to try to make the same color as what we are presenting down at the port down there. So I just told them please put what their thoughts are on paper, and we'll try to get it directed toward you guys and see if we're all on board here. So just told them don't leave any gray areas, just get it so this color, when we look at it, that's the color. It's not going to be red 2 weeks from now or something. But overall, I just wanted to say thank you, commissioners, and I wish Steve was here, and thank him too. That for the important from an employee point of view, to have the structure, at least for me being here long, the structure in the back, you folks, because otherwise if we're running around here not knowing that we have the back, then it's just kind of, it's hard. Here, staff for that to show it with them. They have a PDF of their stuff, and they have to do that. So, thank you. And if there's anything else, I don't believe I'm missing. Park, come on, I do have my first tribal opener right now going on down there as far as crabbing. They're going to be out here, so you want to see if they're out here. They're going to be out here. It's not crazy like it was last year. I kind of keep these guys in check. So it's a lot of fun for me to have interaction with Suquamish and Tulalip. And we'll go from there. So this weekend, I encourage you to be down there for the wonderful concert we're going to have. But I think it's Latin jazz. The Centennial, while we're really getting Lacey and I and Greg and everybody is getting us all dialed in, so we don't really have any openings. So it'll be fun to give you that list of events that are coming up for that, too. I did speak to Terry Darrell at the high school, and she's got 7 or 8 Honor Society volunteers for the summer, and she wants to get even more. And so, but I told her that I was working with you and Kiwanis, and she's so everything's going to be fun. This is going to be a fun time. A lot of events coming up. So.
Good. Thank you.
It's just as important to know that you've had our backs.
That's right.
It's for you to know that.
I don't have anything.
I think the WPPA conference, I attend that too. I do really think that it's good, like, for the other employees to try to set some things up too, so they get to make sure that they get to meet and talk to colleagues. And that's kind of part of professional development, even if you just commiserate about, okay, I have these. A lot of people will have really similar challenges, really. And I think one of the things I really am pretty enthused about is the commission taking the lead on helping us formulate what the culture is going to be, especially now with Steve moving, Steve's moving forward as commissioner, but really coming together. Because a lot of times, you usually have a new commission or a newer commission. You guys already had some time together, so I think that's going to be super beneficial because you all understand so much about the port and actually already professionally and historically have so much context that I don't have. And the same with a lot of the staff. So I think defining the culture they want to have, and then we start to model that behavior and improve. That'd be really good. I think it'd be a really good thing. I think that there's so much energy down there now during the summer. I got to attend almost Summerfest, and I know maybe it wasn't as successful as some of the past years, but I still think that it's a great place to be and a great place to work. And so, multi-generational, customers and family and a lot of clients, and they do really take to our staff. The staff really do represent the port. So it's reflects well on all of us. So other than that, I don't really have anything to say.
Five of us are pivotal in the whole culture thing. And I just wanted to say out loud that, we've got to be all in. And it isn't predefined what we're all in for, but that we are all in to do something great. So our next regular meeting is going to be Wednesday, June 26th at 6:30 in the evening. It's one of our evening meetings. Mm-hmm. So,
June 26th.
Yes. Can I have a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
And I will second. All in favor? Motion passed. Adjourn at 2:25.